Joined this week by our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. They come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their office number here in Madison, 608-442-5637. We're going to be talking about wrapping up the year and some retirement goal planning with Malia and Kyle this morning. Don't forget, though, if you have any questions related to retirement, of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, and they are here for you. All you do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with the folks from Kloss Financial. Speaking of our friends from Kloss Financial, Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. That Christmas list is counting down quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, with that late Thanksgiving, and it is just flying by. Are you keeping warm? I know for folks that don't know, you're originally a California. It's been a number of years, but you're a California native. Are you staying warm?
Yeah. This is a little chilly. I think we got to wear our extra long underwear or something.
Yes, I think you're right on that. Santa's on to something with that outfit. Kyle, how have you been?
I've been doing great, Sean. Good to talk with you.
Are you, Kyle, from Wisconsin? Are you a native Wisconsin or Midwesterner?
Nope, native Midwesterner. I'm okay. Born and raised right by our Rockford office.
Oh, so. Fantastic. Which is...
I'm used to it.
Yeah. yes.
Sure you are.
Yeah. As used to it as you can be, for sure. Of course, we've got a fun conversation, had an important conversation ahead as well with Malia and Kyle. We're going to talk again about retirement goal planning. It's always great to listen to the program, but don't forget, if you step out of the car, maybe you missed part of it or you want to listen back, you can always check out the podcast available to you online at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, a great feature of the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week is no exception. You have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory from our friends at Kloss Financial. And before we get to our conversation about retirement goal planning as we ring in the new year, let's actually talk about last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and answer there as well, Malia.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about maybe considering reining in some of that holiday spending so that you don't end up on the other side of things, which is probably more debt on your books than you would care to have. So the question last week was true or false, winter holiday spending in the U.S. in 2024 is estimated to be about $980 billion. True or false? Correct answer was true. And it as we saw Black Friday, the results were tremendous out there. So congratulations to our winner from last week who correctly answered that. That was Rachel of Wanakee. So listen carefully to today's question for the prize.
And again, that's a chance to win a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. As Malia mentioned, though, it's definitely important to pay close attention because just about every time the question and answer comes up during the show. Of course, the website, if you haven't been there, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. And as mentioned, we look towards the end of the year. Of course, 2025 is nearly here. Are there retirement goals that we should probably be doing right now, Kyle, planning for?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. As always, you know, these years fly by. I joke with people, it feels like July 4th was just yesterday, yeah. But here we are already at Christmas time. But there's no better time than right now to start looking at potential adjustments that you may want to make into 2025 to make sure you're moving towards those goals that you're shooting for down the line. So today we've got some great ideas to help you start out on the right foot. But really, before we get into 25, the first thing that we should do is look back at where we're at today and what went on, obviously. Mm-hmm. So the first one is to assess your current debt. Excuse me. So as Malia said, sometimes around the holidays, people spend a little bit extra on those Christmas presents and things like that. So you got to include any of this that you may have just accumulated over the holidays here and really understand the amount of interest you're paying to hold on to that debt. Because again, credit cards tend to be really high interest, but also look at your mortgage debt. And does it make sense to make an extra payment or two per year? As you've heard us talk in the past, by doing that extra mortgage payment a year, that really cuts down on the time that you're paying on that mortgage. It's pretty wild when you look at the big picture of it. And then can you another year to avoid a higher car payment? So obviously, car companies are really good about running good advertisements this year with special financing and all that kind of stuff to kind of tempt you into this. But if yours is doing fine, does it make sense to hold on to it for a little while longer to keep those payments lower, obviously? And with debt, obviously, just comes your overall monthly budget. Hmm. Does your paycheck go every month? Is it going to just debt? Do you have so many bills out there that you don't feel like you've got a lot left over? Is it going towards something that you're not even conscious of, right? So going out to eat a few times more than you realize, or spending a little more when you do go out, those types of things. And then understanding where you and your household spend your income every month will allow properly allocate funds towards something beyond just today. So this is something that we always, you know, want to be conscious of and make sure we know where every dollar is going, obviously.
Talking this morning.
And then number three would be review your emergency savings account. So again, make sure you have a plan to have at least that 3 to 6 months is kind of the gold standard that everybody's shooting for. But it can always go up a little bit like that. And it's really a good time to see if there's any adjustments you can make to start saving a little bit more here and there. And then reviewing your retirement account. So a lot of times you want to look at how much you put away last year. And then did you take advantage of the full company match? And can you improve upon this in 2025 by simply increasing your percentage? So this is one of those little things that we try to get people to do, is that a lot of times as you go into the new year, you'll likely get a raise or something like that. And you should be taking part of that raise and even just increasing your 401k contribution by 1 or 2%. You may not even feel it on the paycheck. Go a long way over the long term for you.
Talking this morning with
Kyle. Then obviously when you're putting into the retirement account, you've got to be aware of what the contribution levels are. So these tend to adjust every year. And in 2025, they're going to be going up slightly. So it's going to be going up to $23,500 for just a regular 401k or 403b plan that are under age 50. But remember, if you're over age 50, you get a catch-up of $7,500 this next year. So you could be putting in a total of $31,000 if you're over the age of 50. And now there's a new little wrinkle that we have to be aware of, that if you're between the ages of 60 and 63, they've actually come out with an extra catch-up contribution, if you want to think of it that way, to get your total catch-up to $11,250. So the most that you could be putting in as a 60, 61, 62, or 63-year-old is actually $34,750, not that $31,000 for people under the age of 60. And remember, these are 401k contributions that I just talked about, but IRA contribution levels are a little bit different. So IRA contribution levels in 2025 are going to be the same as they were in 2024, which is $7,000 for people under the age of 50 and $1,000 catch up for those over the age of 50. So you can put a total of $8,000 in if you're over the age of 50.
Nice.
And then finally, the one big thing that sometimes people forget about these, and they're really, really powerful accounts. We're big fans of these, which is a health savings account. So these are associated if you have a high deductible health plan through your employer, or if you're on the exchange and have a high deductible health plan. This is an account that you can do. It's a health savings account, as I mentioned, that's tax advantage way to save money. So this is, they're what we call triple tax preferred here. So HSA contribution. So the money you put in actually reduces your taxable income. And then you can invest HSA funds. A lot of people leave them sitting in like a cash money market savings account type thing, but you can actually invest them if it's at the right custodian. And if the investment grows, you're going to get tax-free growth on that. And then as long as you pull it out for qualified medical expenses, it's actually tax-free. So again, that's the triple tax I was talking about. You get the deduction when you put it in, it grows tax-free, and it comes out tax-free as long as you use it for qualified expenses. And in 2025, you're going to be able to put aside as much as $4,300 for an individual and then $8,550 for a couple or a family, with an extra $1,000 catch up if you're over the age of 55. So again, about $5,300 or $9,550 if you're over the age of 55. And another good thing about these is even if you for medical expenses, once you turn 65, they basically become another IRA, in that you can pull the money out and you just have to pay the income tax on it, but you don't have to pay the penalty. Because if you take it out for non-qualified medical expenses, they do penalize you. So you want to make sure you're using it for that if you can. But once you get over 65, that penalty goes away, which is a nice thing to have with those as well.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing tool to make use of this morning as we talk with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about the team at Kloss Financial. You can also learn about the separate divisions and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice little email you get once a week. It's got a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets recently, as well as a link to the most recent podcast that is free to you over at klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. That's where you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Speaking of staying current and staying connected with Klaas Financial, of course, you can always call their office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll get some details on some of the other things you should be considering doing when it comes to retirement goal planning as we look towards 2025 with Malia and Kyle. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Joined this week by our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Of course, you can learn more about everyone at Klaas Financial, including Malia and Kyle, if you head on over to the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Under the About tab, you can get to know the team there. Speaking of being at the website, a lot of fantastic information about Klaas Financial, things about their separate divisions. Also, a chance to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that's available to you at klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Looking this week towards 2025 and talking about retirement goal planning. And Malia, as we're kind of going through some of these steps, I've got to guess there's a lot more here. Are there some other areas we should be considering when it comes to planning and, of course, getting ready for retirement?
Yeah, I think we've compiled a really great list here today just for people to say, am I missing something in some of these areas that we're discussing? So one of them certainly is taking the time to review your asset allocation that you have within your retirement assets. So, you know, I do think the holidays is a good time to slow down a little bit and take a peek, you know, under the hood and see what has happened this year. If you don't have a financial advisor you're meeting with, certainly do this on your own and really reflect how your investments have performed, and perhaps they're out of whack at this point. And I mean that in a good way, because what we've seen is a lot of growth in certain sectors, and you may be needing to rebalance so that your strategy is what it should be at this point in your life. So really take time to make sure that you are allocated the way you should be for risk. And then also looking at your time horizon. So many people are like, I'm not going to retire for 15 years. Well, that obviously might not be quite as important as someone retiring in 5 or 2. So you really want to understand, you know, your situation and how much risk you should have out there on the table. Many people, we've had shows about this, many people are heavy in their own company stock. Nothing against your current company, whoever that may be. I'm sure they're high performing and that's great. And I'm sure when there's a great year, you believe that will always be the case. Same with certain stocks you might hold individually. But what we've seen is, especially when we're planning for retirement, we don't want that much risk concentrated in one single stock. And sometimes that happens without you even realizing it, because as you do retirement contributions, those come in the form of company stock. So you really want to take a good look at what is compiled in your current 401k or 403b. So again, as you get closer to retirement, it's important that your allocation matches up with your goals and timelines. The next item we want you to do is put together a net worth statement. So you want to take time to carefully review your bank and investment statements, tally all your debts. I know that's the one we all gulp at, and your savings, put it together. And what you're going to do is you're going to take your assets minus liabilities and determine your net worth. Now, assets do include your home and your car and so forth, plus your investments. And then we subtract out your liabilities. That would include, of course, a mortgage, car loans, personal loans, and of course, credit card debt. And what we want to do is kind of try to stay on track from, you know, quarter to quarter to make sure we are slowly decreasing that debt and hopefully increasing the assets, whether it be savings or savings in your bank or certainly your retirement savings. It's really important to know where you're at. And, you know, I was speaking to my daughter the other day, and I said, well, so have you looked at your 401k this year? And she's in her 20s. And she goes, I'm not going to look at that because I know I can't touch that yet, Mom. And I'm like, well, it's always a good thing to see the barometer go up, right? We don't like to see it go down. We all understand that. But just see incrementally that it increases, that should give you a good feeling as you approach retirement. We also want you to review your Social Security benefits. Either review or set up an account at SSA.gov, Social Security Administration. You can get a statement online, and that will give you information about your earnings records, your estimated benefits, and how much you or your family would receive in disability, survivor, or retirement benefits. So, you know, we have our clients do this on a regular basis. They no longer send out those nice little statements unless you request it, but typically just go online. You can see what your benefit's going to look like at your full retirement age, which if everyone's listened to our show enough years, that's known as your FRA. And, you know, we also talk about you might want to hold back and not collect at your FRA. You might want to wait till age 70 so those delayed retirement credits start adding into your future benefit. And those delayed retirement credits are as much as 8% per year from that FRA up to age 70. So you want to understand, because Social Security for most people is going to be a good portion of their future income. We also want you to review your beneficiaries. So we want to make sure all your investment accounts reflect who should receive your assets if you're no longer here. You want to make sure your will or your trust also reflect the same beneficiaries. And then we also want to make sure you have your power of attorney documents in place. So that would be power of attorney for property, meaning investment assets, as well as real estate and other assets. We also want you to have your health power of attorney in place so people could speak on your behalf if you were unable to. So make sure you do that. We would say review your beneficiaries on a yearly basis because things change in families, and we want to make sure that your wishes are carried out as you would like them to be.
Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. And Malia, while we're reviewing things, there could be a certain insurance policy, life insurance policies. You probably want to make sure that those are up to date as well, don't you?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, some people have carried life insurance policies for 50 plus years. Like they got them when they're in their 20s, and we're reviewing with people and they're in their mid 70s. And we will really look at the death benefit, how much has been put into the policy, is there a cash value attached to the policy? And what we hear many times is people say, well, I've been paying my premium for 50 plus years, and I don't want to stop paying it. But then we look at really the details again and go, does it make sense to be keeping it for that amount of death benefit? Or better yet, can we actually take that cash value and apply that towards the premium at the very least? So you really want to look at, does that make sense to keep the policy in place? Please, please, please do not go out and cancel these policies until you've reviewed them with somebody. But you also want to make sure that you have beneficiaries on those policies that still reflect your current life. And then finally, we're going to say, you know, we're big planners here. Mm-hmm. So we want you to begin goal planning for your retirement. I don't care if it's 15 years, 20 years out, or 5 years. We want you to start planning. So when do you ideally want this to happen? Obviously, that's could be a moving timetable for you. Where would you want to live in retirement? How much money do you need to make that a reality? Again, you're going to sit down, hopefully, with a financial planner at some point and say, okay, tell me, what do I need and how am I going to get there? And so with that, they will tell you what steps you need to take today to reach that tomorrow, which, believe it or not, is just around the corner. So we just would say, slow down, assess where things are at today so you can get to that future.
Just fantastic information this week. A lot of information on this week's program. Don't forget, if you missed any of it, you can always listen back to this and previous shows podcast right online at KLAAS Financial.com. That's KLAAS, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know your appointment at KLAAS Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll do the KLAAS quiz question of the week. We'll also take it down the home stretch with Kyle. We will do that next as Money in Motion with KLAAS Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. It's Money in Motion with KLAAS Financial. Don't forget about the website, KLAAS Financial.com. That's KLAAS, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, talking about planning when it comes to retirement planning. Of course, this time of year, a lot of us putting things into perspective with the new year upon us. 2025 will be here in no time. And had some great tips so far. And Kyle, continuing along with that, there are some things that we should be keeping in mind as we plan for retirement, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. We're going to switch gears a little bit of the softer stuff now outside of the numbers. But a big thing that we notice, obviously, when we deal with so many retirees is to stay active and exercise your mind and your body. So knowing that retirement may be around the corner and, of course, the uncertainty that comes with that, keeping yourself active will help you get to the retirement you're dreaming of. So don't wait till you retire to get healthy. And exercise can almost always help reduce stress. So most people, if they have grandkids, that's going to be a big part of it. They want to be able to chase them around and all that kind of stuff, but also exercising your mind as well. So puzzles, doing all kinds of stuff, and socially too, get out with friends, those types of things. That all leads to a fulfilled retirement. And, you know, find a hobby. So if you already have one, great, spend some more time on that and things like that. But if not, take a class or try something new, because retirement may just be a few years away. You want to start figuring out what the next ring. Right now, a lot of people are picking up pickleball. It feels like all of our clients have gotten into this thing. So that's a good one to keep moving and obviously meet some great people too. And then another one is to just evaluate your current job. So is your job creating you stress? Is it time to find a new job? And do you need to find a second job to get your debt paid off sooner? So like I said, so many times we're working with people that are close to retirement. And if you've got your nest egg built and, you know, you're looking really good for retirement, you may just want to kind of take your foot off the gas, but not fully retire and just find something a little less stressful for the last few years of your career, honestly. Also, speak to your partner about your joint financial situations. That you can't have separate bank accounts and some separate goals, but it's at least good to all be on the same page so that you guys know what you're working towards and what that retirement could look like in the future. And live within your means. So this is kind of where we started the show, which is stop unnecessary spending. So evaluate every purchase. Is it a need or a want? Remember that debt makes everyone stressed and does not help you retire quicker. So this is one of the questions that we always get asked, you know, is how much do I need to retire? And that number looks different for everybody, because people that may not make a ton of money, but they're good at living within their means, they're good at sticking to a budget, they can have a very successful retirement just because they've lived within those means. And meet with a financial advisor to bring together your questions and formulate a plan to accomplish your goals. So again, a lot of people like to do this on their own. And obviously, you can find some great stuff out on the internet and YouTube and all that kind of stuff now. But all those answers that you're getting out there aren't tailored to your specific situation. Is obviously going to be different than your neighbors or maybe even your closest friends. So you want to make sure that someone that you're meeting with an outside counsel that is making sure you're on the right track and accomplishing all those goals that you want to. And finally, listen to our Money in Motion show or our podcast. Yes. So we do this every Thursday. We've been doing it for a lot of years now, and we obviously post all of these on our website. So we've got a lot of great resources on our website. And like I said, listening to just these shows, playback, we've covered a lot of these topics that we just kind of glossed over today. But we do in-depth shows on all of them that we've covered today.
Really good advice this morning from Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from KLAAS Financial. Yeah, the website is fantastic, KLAAS Financial.com. That's KLAAS, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Really easy to listen back to this and previous shows podcast there. And as Kyle mentioned, we go in great depth and do a lot of these topics we covered this week in previous shows. So you can definitely check those out online at KLAAS Financial.com. That's KLAAS, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Our telephone number,
number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Go on and hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false, IRA contribution levels in 2025 will remain the same at $7,000 if you are under the age of 50. Is that true or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer with a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Malia, Kyle, it's always great chatting with both of you. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Dr. Marty Greer joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.